taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Smith, and will answer the questions you have in your life and provide insight, clarity, and growth in your life. Now, here's your host, Ann Deirdre Smith.
Hi, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Hear From Your Angels show. My name is Ann Deirdre Smith. I am a psychic intuitive, certified angel messenger, visionary artist, and spiritual book author. I am so pleased to welcome my guest today, Laura Rose Esquire. Laura has been an attorney for 15 years, and she is the owner of the Purple Rose Healing Center in Terrifield, Connecticut. She is an intuitive, empath, card reader, medium, and Reiki master. She offers readings and healing sessions as she taps into the energy and messages from spirit guides, angels, ascended masters, departed loved ones, nature spirits, and animal helpers, all of light and love. Laura is a former Connecticut state prosecutor who was guided to leave an impressive legal career 7 years ago after being called to embrace fully the psychic and healing gift she had had as a child. She has been on an amazing journey of rediscovering of self and is now teaching others how to follow their own paths towards authenticity and how to re-embrace their own spiritual gifts. Laura has been working with medicine cards and other modalities intuitively for the past 17 years. So welcome, Laura.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, I've been guided to listen to your show, and I know that it'll come to me, but having the connection with the angelic realm in different realms as I do, and I know you do, I feel very guided to talk to you and learn more about what nature has to offer. I know as intuitives, I'm sure you can understand, we can be kind of up in the air, but it's very important to be on the earth at this time.
Yes, it is. To maintain that balance is really important.
Yeah, and no matter what's happening, we've got to deal with things that are happening in the physical world, and I feel like your gifts can offer inspiration to people in terms of accessing all the heavenly help and earthly help from all the spiritual guidance that's available to us.
Well, thank you. I understand it as it doesn't do us any good to just have the spiritual knowledge without allowing that to manifest here on a physical plane.
Right, and you had a very successful legal career, which says to me that you are very grounded and are able to, like that whole root chakra volumes. And so please tell me about your legal career and how you came to fully embrace your healing gifts and to really walk into another direction.
Yes, it was a heck of a change, one end of the spectrum to the other, really. I was a prosecutor here in our capital city in Connecticut, in Hartford, and I was doing that for quite some time after coming from the private sector. And it was at the time between 2000 and 2001 where I started to get really strong intuitive guidance. I had kind of blocked my gifts. I had them really strong as a child, and then they came back in full force at that time period. And the guidance that came was that I needed to leave this career. It was a great place for me to be, but it wasn't where I was supposed to stay. And so the gifts came back really strongly, and I could no longer ignore the messages as they started to guide me into something different.
So you felt, I feel like you had a sense of trust. I know a lot of people trying to move into their soul purpose right now. I think there's this feeling, okay, if I do that, I'll have to let go of this other thing. So now, how do you, please describe how you opened up to so many different realms, and what does that guidance feel like to you?
Well, once I started to reawaken to the gifts that I had as a child, I realized that it was really the same channel that I was using. And different realms started to come in as soon as I started to reawaken that channel and clear that channel and align the channel and my energy. The first messages actually came from my mom, who's on the other side. She was the one that was a guiding force in my changing careers and in having that trust and faith that you were talking about. And once I started to open up to loved ones on the other side, the angels started to come in and the spirit guides came in really strongly. And then I reawakened to the gifts of being able to talk to the animal kingdom and the nature spirits or the fairies. And it all really comes through the same channel. It just feels differently to me when I'm communicating with the different energies or the different light beings.
Right. I have an awareness when I can, when I'm communicating with people's angels and spirit guides. Angels have a very subtle and fine and a very specific vibration, and then the some spirit guides can have a more master teacher or more just a different kind of guidance, if you will.
Yes, and sometimes it can be really subtle. I mean, it took me a long time of practice. I left my career as an attorney in 2001, and ever since then I've been honing my skills and doing a lot of practicing and offering it professionally as well. And it can be a subtle difference. And as you keep that faith and that trust and you work with your own guides, that will help you to align to which energies you're speaking with. But my motto is, I work with only that which is of love and light. So I'm happy to talk to anyone that fits that bill.
Right. That's the thing, when you open your channels, you do want to watch out. I've heard it's called the riffraff, or you might want to grab the microphone.
Exactly. So I make sure I set a really strong intention so that I work with only that which is supposed to come to me, and it be loving and light and divine energies. And it served me well. I've always had positive experiences.
Yes, yes. And as a child, now, when you say you realized you had those gifts as a child, what did that look like to you? Could you feel your conversations with the fairies at that time? Because I think that the fairies do speak to the young ones.
Yes, they absolutely speak to the children. And as a child, I would just spend hours and hours and hours. I would lose track of time when I was little. And I would sit out in our backyard, and there were these purple flowers, which I now know were violets, that come up really early in this area. And I would just sit there, and I would have conversations with them. And I just assumed, I mean, it was innate. It was natural. It wasn't something that I had to think about. And then as life progressed and I went through some challenges, my gifts got suppressed and I was basically surviving instead of allowing the channel to flow. And so it was a reawakening of those gifts and an allowance and that faith to let go and to surrender to that channel once again with that blind faith that I used to have as a child. It's an interesting journey.
It is. I believe that many of us are even more creative when we're younger. We tend to paint and be spontaneous, and then at some point in our career and in school, that's when a lot of the gifts shut down for people, and it seems like it's a real gift to be able to pick that back up and you know, have this childlike ability almost in your intuition. You have to have a certain amount of trusting and able to be spontaneous, I would think. And so when you were in your legal career, you were probably more left brain, and now you, what you're doing now, do you have a formal spiritual practice that helps you, that you do daily that you can recommend to people?
Well, I have to admit that I'm not as good at it as I should be, but I do like to meditate every morning and allow my guides to come in and show me what I need for that day or to heal any energies that need to be shifted within me. And I like to do that on a daily basis, although sometimes, just like everyone else, when it gets busy with life, that can sometimes fall to the wayside. But meditation and yoga and simply being outdoors in nature, to me, is that spiritual connection that refreshes me and recharges me and allows me to do this work, to be of service. That's my, you know, it's funny you mentioned the legal career in the left brain. I joke with people now, you know, I used to really prepare for the work that I did. You know, when I was on trial, I would do the research, I would interview the witnesses, I'd have files and stacks of stuff with me on the table when I walked into court. And now when I do this work, I just sit down and show up. You know, there's really nothing to quote unquote prepare for other than, you know, my own energy and my own channel and my intention. And the rest I have to surrender and just have this faith that Spirit's going to work through me. And every time I do that, they always do. So it was a real change, but I love it now. I am so much freer and happier and so much more spiritually connected than I ever was.
That is a huge shift. That's probably one of the more drastic changes I can think of through law school and memorizing. You can't memorize your intuition.
No. It's a totally different animal, so to speak. And not everyone is meant to take such a drastic leap off a cliff the way I did. I always recommend that you do it in a way that's right for you, whether it's gradual or doing some part-time spiritual work while you still maintain your old career, so to speak. But, you know, whatever is right for you. For me, I was supposed to take that leap. So I followed it.
And you have a store in Connecticut called The Purple Rose. And
yes.
I love your website. Let's give out your website so people can see that.
It's thepurplerose.net, thepurplerose.net. Yes, it's a healing center in Terrafill, Connecticut. And we also do work, obviously, phone readings and distance healings as well, but it is a mortar and a building that people can come to, yeah.
Now, did you go right from your law? Did you have this in your intuition and creative mode that you knew that you were going to move into this as you got out of your legal career? Or did you have this space of, okay, guys, what do I do now?
Well, it all happened fairly quickly in the scheme of things. Once I started to get this guidance and I couldn't ignore it anymore, I decided to take a break. I took a week off in the summer of 2001.
We've got the music coming. So, sorry to interrupt you, Laura. We're going to commercial, everyone. Stay tuned. We're going to talk to Laura Rose more after the break. Stay tuned.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you need help moving forward in your life? Are you ready for increased clarity, passion, creativity, and growth in your life? Would you like to connect with your soul purpose? Ann Deirdre Smith is a certified angel messenger. She works with your angels and guides to heal and harmonize all aspects of your life, whether it be about relationships, career, or soul path, or about feeling the deepest sense of emotional well-being. A one-on-one reading with Ann will empower you to move forward in your life and experience your highest and best. Connect with your inner power and wisdom. Call today for your reading with Ann Deirdre Smith, toll-free at 888-300-0203, or visit Ann on her website at hearfromyourangels.com. Ann will serve you with her gift in a way that is uplifting and empowering. Prepare to alter your future in ways that you may not see possible at this time, and in ways that will last a lifetime. That number again is 888-300-0203. That's 1-888-300-0203. Ann Deirdre Smith, hearfromyourangels.com. Hear from your angels and live the life of your dreams.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
from Your Angels with your host, Ann Deirdre Smith. Do you have a question about your relationship, soul path, your life? Call in now to the show. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to innervisionsgallery@gmail.com. Now back to Hear from Your Angels with Ann Deirdre Smith.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Hear from Your Angels show. My name is Ann Deirdre Smith. We were talking before the break to Laura Rose, and she was telling us about transitioning from her impressive legal career into the owner of her own metaphysical store, the Purple Rose. And so, Laura, if you'd like to continue and tell us about how that came into being, that would be wonderful.
Sure. Sure. Thank you so much. I got the guidance that I needed to leave law, and so what I did was I took a week off in the summer of 2001, and I spent every morning in meditation, and for the entire week, nothing happened until the last day. And the last day, my mother came to me. She's on the other side, and she came in, and she clearly showed me what I was supposed to do. She herself had had a metaphysical store years and years and years and years ago when she was still with us. And so she told me that it was my job and my path to continue that work that she had started. And so that was the summer of 2001, and I opened the Purple Rose in December of 2001. I wasted no time. I knew I could trust my mom.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And you have everything under the sun there. I've been online. It's absolutely beautiful. And so many tools to help people on their path, and tools are so important. What are some favorite ones that you can recommend to people?
Well, they were a gift from my mother when she was here and she had her store. I work with medicine cards and I use them every day. They have the different animal energies on them. Carson and Sams are the authors, and I love them. They resonate with me. They have for almost 20 years, and I love Oracle cards. I'm an Oracle card junkie. So I love the Fairy cards by Doreen Virtue or the Angel cards by Doreen Virtue. I love to play with the different cards and the different energies. And that's the way that I started to reawaken my gift, was to pick an animal card every day. And then the animals started to talk to me directly without the use of a card. So that was my gateway back into reawakening my intuition.
Yes, I do the same thing. I'm getting chills as you say that, because I do have a fairy deck that I have not utilized a whole lot, and I just picked up the medicine deck a few weeks ago, and so thank you for sharing that, and it's very inspiring and encouraging to continue to open up to all the help available to us. And I would love it if you would give us a sample fairy reading today for everyone.
And when I got your question, your potential questions ahead of time, and I heard the fairies, they were so excited that you would allow them to speak on your show. My interaction with different metaphysical venues is that fairies are not really the first and foremost of what we speak about or what we share, and so they're just so excited to have this opportunity today. So I sat in meditation earlier, and I connected with them, and I asked them what they wanted to share. And I also want to preface this by saying that I tune into the fairies in my area here in Connecticut, so they're going to be talking about the seasons and so forth that are relevant here. But the fairies are everywhere, worldwide, and you can always connect with them. So whenever you're ready, I'd be happy to just go right into what they said.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yes, please do.
Okay, here's what they said. Excuse me. We are excited that we have this voice today. Thank you. After a long winter's slumber, we are reawakening. As the landscape is awakening to its fullest potential, so can you. We are part of that landscape. Our energy is rising, and we are buzzing with it. All of you have seen the fairy realm. Because we come in disguise, we are the rabbit or the bumblebee. You just don't recognize us because we blend in. But we are there. We are always there. We are Earth's angels, the angels of nature. We are nature itself. We feel all things natural. We are the pulse of the Earth, its vibration, We are busy here coaxing you to come out and play with us again. The little ones know us. They have seen our faces. To find us, watch a child or talk with your children about us. And that is what they wanted to share today. So thank you so much for allowing that.
Brought tears to my eyes. And back to speaking for myself, there were a number of years, and thank you, Laura, and thank you, Fairies, for sharing that. There were several years in my life that I realized that I was in my house, I would get into my car, I would go to my job, I would come home, eat dinner, do the same thing over and over again. I realized there were a couple of years that went by that I did not step foot in nature. Interestingly enough, I went through a deep depression, and now I make it a habit more to, but I'd love to hear, and your radio show is called Discovering Nature's Spirit, so you can tell us what your discovery is about nature and how nature can really help us. Why is it important to be in nature?
Sure. Well, the show's title actually came from my Purple Rose motto. When I put the Purple Rose logo and name out there 7 years ago, my slogan was, the Purple Rose, Discover Nature's Spirit. And so when I started a radio show, I heard from my guides that that's what the show was supposed to be called, because that's always been my desire, is to reintroduce people to nature and the importance of connecting to nature. It's very healing, it's very cleansing, and more important than that is it's really important for us, I believe, to stay connected to nature. And what I always hear from the natural realm, whether I'm tuning into the spirits of nature, the fairies, or the animal kingdom, is that we are all interconnected. We are all one. The same life force energy or source energy that runs through me, that runs through you, that runs through our listeners today, that runs through people on the other side of the world, that runs through the trees and the animals, it's all the same. We are one. We are all the same. And oftentimes when we have separateness in our viewpoint, it's when we run into trouble. It's when we foster energies such as dislike or disdain or mistreatment of others or the earth. And the more that we think about, I'm more important than you, or I'm above nature, and we put ourselves in that type of an energy pattern, it leads to desecration of the earth. And I think that the earth is calling us home right now. It's calling us back to the simpler ways and the simpler times. It can be our food. It can be our medicine. It is essential for us to reconnect. That's the messages I've been getting from nature.
Oh, that's huge. I really love herbs and how flower essences can help us, and there's so much help from the earth, like you said, and this time on the planet where there's so much shifting taking place, it's almost like we've got to do something. I heard Deepak Chopra on Good Morning America yesterday talk about exactly what you're talking about, Laura, is going back to a simpler life, going into our spirituality, realizing that divine providence is available to us through the earth. So what you're saying, there's food we can grow, and get away from all the process.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. You have flower essences online on your store, or in your store, too. I saw that.
Yes, I make my own flower essences. They come from the flowers that are native to my area. I've taken some herbalistic training, and what I learned is often the medicine in your own backyard is what you need the most. And so I love the box flower remedies, and I love the remedies from the other places, but my own come from this area, and so I think that's more powerful medicine. At least it's the way it feels to me. And so it has my own, they're Reiki charged, and they're from this area. And so, yes, I make my own flower essences. I love it. Playing with the fairies, you can't go wrong with that.
That's awesome. Well, I just want to let everybody know that we just got a few minutes left, and if I go quickly to commercial, I don't have my usual technology that lets me know about our timing, so I want to make sure you give out your website again, Laura, and also if we have time to talk about a few medicine cards to give people an idea of what that experience is like. So if you want to give out your contact info, and where your store is located, that would be great.
Sure. My website is thepurplerose.net, thepurplerose.net, and it's the Purple Rose Healing Center in Terrafill, Connecticut. You can find all the contact information on that website and all the different links as well to my radio show. I also have a blog where I have a Wednesday animal communication column, which is so much fun. And so that's my information. I offer readings and healing sessions and lots of classes and events.
Okay, great. And tell us about your radio show. When is that on, and how can they tune in from your website?
It's called Discovering Nature Spirit. It's on blogtalkradio.com, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk a lot about different healing and spiritual topics. We have guests, and we offer readings to callers as well.
Okay, great. Like I said, I think we just have a couple minutes left. I don't have my usual technology, so if I cut you off, I apologize. Thank you in advance for being on this show, because I know it goes quickly.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And if we have time, would you like to talk about a few medicine cards and what kind of help the animals can offer us?
Sure. I just pulled a medicine card for us, since you asked, and I pulled the fox. And I pulled it in the upside-down position, which means that many of you light workers out there, this is the message I'm getting, many of you light workers have to come out of your closet, so to speak, come back into your potential. I believe all of us have spiritual, psychic, and healing gifts, and it's really time. Spirit is really calling each one of us to rekindle those gifts and to step forward with our powerful medicine. Lies within each one of us.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Stay tuned, everyone. More after the break.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you need help moving forward in your life? Are you ready for increased clarity, passion, creativity, and growth in your life? Would you like to connect with your soul purpose? Ann Deirdre Smith is a certified angel messenger. She works with your angels and guides to heal and harmonize all aspects of your life, whether it be about relationships, career, or soul path, or about feeling the deepest sense of emotional well-being. A one-on-one reading with Ann will empower you to move forward in your life and experience your highest and best. Connect with your inner power and wisdom. Call today for your reading with Ann Deirdre Smith, toll-free at 888-300-0203, or visit Ann on her website at hearfromyourangels.com. Ann will serve you with her gift in a way that is uplifting and empowering. Prepare to alter your future in ways that you may not see possible at this time, and in ways that will last a lifetime. That number again is 888-300-0203. That's 1-888-300-0203. And Deirdre Smith, hearfromyourangels.com. Hear from your angels and live the life of your dreams.
Journey into the realm of spirit, the source of all things. Master fear in these tumultuous times and learn ancient ways to abundant love and healing. Why Shamanism Now? A practical path to authenticity will awaken the unique genius within you. Host Christina Pratt challenges you to initiate your innate powers within to gain health, well-being, and joy through the practices of Last Mask Center for Shamanic Healing. Tune in each week to Why Shamanism Now, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on 7th Wave Network.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Yeah.
listening to Hear From Your Angels with your host, Ann Deirdre Smith. Do you have a question about your relationship, soul path, your life? Call in now to the show. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to innervisionsgallery@gmail.com. Now back to Hear From Your Angels with Ann Deirdre Smith.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Hear From Your Angels show. My name is Ann Deirdre Smith. I am a psychic intuitive, visionary artist, certified angel messenger, and spiritual book author. At this time, I'd like to honor a dear friend of mine that passed away this last Tuesday morning. And her name is Patty Greco. I want to share her website and some of her life's work, as she has been instrumental in helping me be where I am today. Patty's website is soul-stories.net. So soul-stories, stories.net. And her name is Patty Greco, PattiGreco. And the name of her website that Patty had is called Soul Stories. And I'm on there right now, and I want to read you a bit from it and share with you her wonderful life. And it says, "What is your soul story? If only you could uncover life's hidden treasures for you, you could be reborn. Wherever we are not living up to and through our soul's purpose here, all rooms of our lives feel tight, empty, crowded, or dim. Very few people commit themselves to that purpose, to that light. But you are one of those very few who will soon light other lights and create a joyous bonfire. When living life this brightly, this intensely, one often seeks for clarity and support in the rooms where you are trying to shine. The romance, love, marriage room, the creativity room, the career and self-employment room, the abundance room, the spiritual gifts room, the challenges room, and any other room you find yourself in. Patty Greco tells your soul story, a master storyteller. Her intuitive services use clairvoyance, writing, and art to shed light on your questions of the heart. The times we are living in offer the opportunity to make powerful changes, and Patty Greco's readings are a tool for creating and maneuvering healthy transition." I met Patty through an advertisement in Wisdom Magazine at a time when I was going through one of the darkest periods of my life, and I had not written a book. I was not connecting with angels. I was on the verge of losing all my faith, and I saw her ad, and it said, your soul isn't lost. You're just stranded. And I read that, and I resonated with that. I thought, you know, there is something inside of me. There is more. There's something bigger than myself, and I felt like Patty could help me find that, and she absolutely did. She created a book for me when the guidance included in it helped me see that she actually was the first person that told me that I was a great reader, which I was. I read everything and practically lived at Barnes & Noble. But she told me that I would be a writer, and when she told me that, that was the last thing that I believed about myself. But there was something with her clairvoyance where she could see that I was a writer that I hung on to. And sure enough, I did move into that vision and did write and publish a book. So I want to let everybody know that there's so much more inside of you. If you feel you're struggling with your life purpose, know that it's in there. Sometimes a good clairvoyant can help you bring whatever is unseen. There's so much unseen in the world. That's the world of spirit. This world of spirit is unseen, but it is very real. And know that just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not there. Okay, another thing Patty told me that I would help people with years ago was she said that I would help people live their dreams, and I thought, wow, I could barely find my own dream. I don't know how that's even possible, but because you were telling me that, Patty, and you see it, then maybe I can see it. And sure enough, I was able to move into that vision as well. So I want to honor Patty's life and send her all the love from my heart right now as she has passed on to the other side. I'd also like to go on to a place on her website that's called Tall Thoughts. These were 120 oracle cards with meditative quotes on them. And right on her website, she has the tall thoughts, and you can pick them right online. So I'm going to do that now. And the first tall thought that comes up on the site is, never bother yourself by judging one day against another. Okay, that's a lovely tall thought. That says, if you have a bad day one day, rest assured the next day could be completely different. So again, never bother yourself by judging one day against another. I'm going to give you her website again. It's soulstories.net, soul-stories.net. And I'm going to choose another card here. I love this one. And this one says, wear your sense of humor like earrings. And I was, interestingly enough, thinking about laughter this morning, the sense of humor, and that's one of the highest spiritual masteries that you can achieve, is to be able to laugh through anything that is happening to you. When you can laugh at something, your leaps and way beyond the actual problem itself. You rise above it. You transcend it. And so something else I'd like to share is what she wrote straight from the heart. And this is an article that Patty wrote, and I'm going to read to you from her website, and it's called Surrender to Soul and Fly. And she is channeled. She does channeled work, so I'm going to read this channeling that she has here. We shall tell you what's going on, and maybe you will better understand. Things must empty before they fill up again. It is a cleansing effect. You will not be on hold long, but recall your cleansing energies, internal and external. Try to have a good day. Set your sights and then fly. Whatever is done and wonderful. Keep going. Your life is transforming itself, just as you asked. Keep tunneling, and you will see air and light. You are not buried alive. Focus. This you are learning. Don't give up. Do not effort. It gets in the way of anything. You are who you are and must come to terms with that. Whenever we begin to imagine ourselves out of our box, we hesitate, afraid it won't work. Wherever you place your feet in life, tremendous energy comes up. The shifting that is taking place feels shaky under your feet, but it is truly magnificent. Halls of higher learning. You are earning your master's degree, so to speak, doctorate. The philosophy of mankind, trust yourself. We will guide you every step of the way, but you must have a steadfast stream that you are going to do the right thing. Otherwise, the universe wavers with you. How many times do we tell you doubt gets in the way? How to lift this melancholy and feeling of loneliness and failure at the game of life? Make less of it. Go out and explore your environment, physical and mental. Take note. Not bound by physical time, we see your potential and also what you do on an etheric level. It is with your judgment that you deem everything melancholy, only that. Elephantine measures do not have to be put in place for you to fly, but solid, small spaces neatly placed throughout the day. To say, oh, tomorrow I'll do it, won't do. A little of every task a day. Don't marathon anything. It causes stress and spiritual indigestion. Look at your progress. This is what we want you to underline. Do not allow false sadness to mar new moments and continue to make them. I am my all. That was written by my dear friend Patty Greco that passed on this last Tuesday. And God bless you, Patty. So, everyone, at this time, we're going to be going to break in a few minutes. I'm going to guided to read you an article that I wrote about creativity. Creativity, when we move into our creative juices, we come alive. A lot of depression and feelings of unease and despair and all that can come from a place of not tapping into our creative flow. So I wrote this article and published it last November, and it's a channeled work for my higher self. So I'm going to read this to you. And first it starts with an excerpt from my book, Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art. And this book was dedicated to the creative artist within each of us, that spark of the divine which gives us life. Do you need to be a painter to be an artist? No. Being artistic and creative is a way of life. Being creative requires you to be aware of the present moment, to listen to your intuitive guidance in that moment and act on it. Being creative is not thinking about it, rather listening from within and doing from a place of spontaneity and knowingness. As you hear and act, you will feel a powerful sense of trust. You will feel a sense of peace and joy as you create your life from moment to moment through listening to your intuition. Painting is one vehicle of creative expression, one that has allowed me to tune into higher realms and unending inspiration. Writing is another way. I believe that there are many ways and that we're all creative. It is the way we approach life, with faith, hope, and love. After experiencing years of depression and anxiety, connecting with my creativity has helped me soar to new heights. I feel my inner strength and know that if I hit a wall, my creativity shows me new doors, openings, I turn a corner and see new possibilities. Why nurture our creativity? Well, when we don't, life can become dull and meaningless. We're all born with gifts and talents, and our creativity allows us to express ourselves and share our gifts and talents with others. It frees us from isolation and helps us feel our sense of community. We can wake up joyful and inspired every day. You experience wonder, miracles, freedom, and peace beyond measure. You become inner-directed, able to participate in the world with joy, independent of others' opinions. Despite what is happening in the outer world, you are connected through spirit and live in an abundance of ideas and inspiration. Creativity is a gift we were all born with. With surrender and trust with our Creator, we build a powerful bond and we can create unlimited possibilities as we co-create with the universe. Our lives become enchanted and magical. Stop and listen to your loving inner guidance today and experience a joy-filled life. Thank you, everyone, and stay tuned after the break. I'm going to channel my angels for the listeners. Stay tuned.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you need help moving forward in your life? Are you ready for increased clarity, passion, creativity, and growth in your life? Would you like to connect with your soul purpose? Ann Deirdre Smith is a certified angel messenger. She works with your angels and guides to heal and harmonize all aspects of your life. Whether it be about relationships, career, or soul path, or about feeling the deepest sense of emotional well-being, a one-on-one reading with Ann will empower you to move forward in your life and experience your highest and best. Connect with your inner power and wisdom. Call today for your reading with Ann Deirdre Smith, toll free at 888-300-0203, or visit Ann on her website at hearfromyourangels.com. Ann will serve you with her gift in a way that is uplifting and empowering. Prepare to alter your future in ways that you may not see possible at this time, and in ways that will last a lifetime. That number again is 888-300-0203. That's 1-888-300-0203. Ann Deirdre Smith, hearfromyourangels.com. Hear from your angels and live the life of your dreams. Have you heard of resonance repatterning? Your own vibrating patterns of energy affect everything in your life. Your habits, actions, thoughts, how you feel, the kind of people and jobs you attract or don't attract. Join Chloe Faith Wordsworth every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy and for a whole new understanding of yourself and the self-healing that is possible through resonance repatterning. Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy is heard each week on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm.
taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
From Your Angels with your host, Ann Deirdre Smith. Do you have a question about your relationship, soul path, your life? Call in now to the show. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to innervisionsgallery@gmail.com. Now back to Hear From Your Angels with Ann Deirdre Smith.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Hear From Your Angels show. My name is Ann Deirdre Smith. At this time in the show, I'd like to do a segment on channeling my angels for the listeners, and from week to week, different topics of guidance come through. I also want to let you know, if you would like a personal one-on-one reading with me, you can reach me at 888-300-0203. Or email me at innervisionsgallery@gmail.com. And my two websites are hearfromyourangels.com. That's HearFromYourAngels.com. Hearfromyourangels.com. And innervisionsgallery.com. I have two websites because I have 6 pages of artwork on my innervisionsgallery.com. That was my premier website. And that's all visionary art. If you can see, it's the unseen made visible. What I discovered was that when I began to paint nearly 16 years ago, is that I received divine messages through my artwork. And so I'm able to channel messages from spirit into my artwork and make visible such concepts as serenity or peace, concepts of meditation, of spirit, inspiring works to uplift your soul. And so, like I said, I have 6 pages of artwork on innervisionsgallery.com, as well as articles that I've written and intuited messages. And then Hear From Your Angels, I have my blog. And if you'd like to subscribe to my blog, I do channel messages through my blog. So if you click on hearfromyourangels.com, there's the blog, there's readings. Let's see what else I have on there. I have my book on there. And so just want to let you know about that. Right now I'm going to surround us with white light. I'm going to ask for my angels and guides to surround me. I'm going to ask for the highest good to come through me, highest and best, better than you can ever imagine. Okay. One of the ways that I do readings is I talk about relationships, soul purpose, emotional well-being, and then answering any questions that you have. Okay, so the first thing that's coming up is, I have to laugh because I had a lovely reading with Corinne and Holly. Corinne and Holly have a show on Voice America, Unleashing Your Psychic Abilities. And what came up for me was signs. So sure enough, a message that is coming into the reading today is I picked the Oracle card by Doreen Virtue Signs. And if Corinne is listening, I'm sure she's laughing with me along with all of the angels. At the synchronicity, this is the message to get out to everyone. The message is, yes, your intuition is correct. Take action accordingly and watch for the signs. And I'll share with you, every day for years, I have made it a practice to ask my guides and angels for signs. Anything and everything is what I like to expect miracles from my angels. Once I was able to tune in to the angels, I realized how much loving support and guidance that was available to me throughout the day, and then life got really fun. And so as a practice, like I said, daily, I ask for signs from my angels. They show me, for instance, yesterday I'd asked for a certain sign to be the color blue. So in answer to my question, I wanted to be shown blue. And then everywhere I turned, there was blue. I saw the words blue. There was a restaurant, Blue Mermaid, that came up. So that's a feeling that can uplift your soul when you know how much guidance and support we have. A lot of times we go through life and we feel so alone on such a deep level. You know, we come into this world on our own. We leave the world on our own. We all know that. You know, the relationships that leave us or someone near and dear to us passes on, and we experience such grief. And the guidance that I'm being shared with you, being guided to share with you today, is this feeling of the peace that passeth all understanding. That peace that we have is to know that our soul is eternal, our spirit guides and helpers are available to us in every moment, and we are far from alone, far from alone. We are connected to God. There are different tools that you can use to be able to clear your channels. You know, we all have gifts, and Laura and I were talking about this, and Laura followed her life path and her gut instincts to get out of the career that she was in and move into her soul purpose. And it doesn't have to be a jarring, rough transition. You can begin to plant the seeds within your own heart that you're going to follow your path, that you're going to follow your inner inspiration. You're going to be guided by spirit. And it's nothing, like I said, it's nothing like you have to give your notice tomorrow, okay, I'm leaving in 2 weeks, that's it, I'm going to go follow my life purpose. You know, if you're guided to do that, fine. There are other ways to move into your soul purpose and have it go with a different kind of flow and ease if that feels too disruptive for you. Everybody's different with that experience. I've spoken with people on my radio show in Boston when I had a guest. Her name is Tara Sage Steve. She's a dream realization coach. And the way the universe gave her the opportunity to move into her soul purpose was it gave her the gift of being laid off. You know, we laughed about that because that sure didn't seem like a gift at the time. But she came to see later on that, indeed, it was a blessing in disguise, and it did give her the opportunity to be able to dig deep and persevere and find what she really wanted to do. The guidance today is watch for signs. Have a blessed week, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and watch for all the signs. God bless you.
Listening to Hear From Your Angels with Ann Deirdre Smith. Please join us again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Move forward in your life this week.